This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is the 19th of July, 2013. Earlier today, and I'll get to your calls. I see you in queue here. I'll get to your calls here in a minute. Earlier today, I'm doing business for the network, and I'm listening to a guy on Sirius XM, Andrew Wilkow. And I thought, Wilkow, isn't it? That's not Mad Cow or whatever the hell his name was out of Chicago. No, totally different guy. Kind of an interesting background as well. Came up through the ranks in radio the hard way, and I mean the absolute hardest way, starting in colleges, you know, spinning tunes at the local college, big time radio, you know. Probably not much he remembered of either, but any rate, he came up through the ranks, and I'm listening to this on XM Sirius. I think the channel is 125, and this guy just blew me away. And I had to call in. I was on his program for a few minutes this morning, and I'm going to bring him on the air, and I'm going to interview him in the future, because there is life out there. There is cognizant thinkers out there. This guy, basic music kind of DJ, kind of nightclubbish, kind of, but no, there was more to this guy. And I'm going to play a clip a little bit later on, but just to give you a little instruction on how to teach a liberal about outdated constitution. You know, that living document. Yeah. Brett in Michigan. Hello, Brett.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I'm here.
What's on your mind?
I've got what I think could be a solution, and hopefully anybody could run with it and make it their own, but it has the time to do it. But all that taxes that we keep funding the federal government with, why couldn't the states take that and use that to fix their own states?
Well. Now, that's an interesting proposition, yes. Why don't they do that rather than have the mother of all nannies, or is that the nanny of all mothers, redistribute the wealth to the states? Don't the states know where it's needed the most right now?
I work in Michigan. I do have a job. I'm one of the lucky ones. I pay a lot of taxes to the federal government that could sure go to fixing the bumps in my roads, bridges that are going to fall on my head, whatever else.
Well, what part of Michigan do you live in?
I live east of Flint and, you know, north of Detroit.
So. Okay. All right, well, you're right out in the what used to be a real nice area of Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, used to be.
And they're building these stupid trailways. And I don't know what the heck they're doing there, but they've got these trailways. There's one in my hometown that goes from town to town. And they're spending millions of dollars to do it. And you can ride a bicycle or walk on them.
Oh, Well, we're getting ready for the brand new Chinese model before they got a taste of capitalism. You see, everybody over there was on bicycles. Now they're buying cars. Here, we can't afford the cars, we can't afford the taxes, we can't afford to fix the roads. So they're going to build trails so you can ride your bicycle on. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to be a progressive, regressive kind of guy, makes perfect sense.
Regressive.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. What do you do? What type of work do you do?
I am a truck driver. I haul cars.
Okay. So you're one of the portable parking lot guys out there.
Yeah, I'm a parking lot, mobile parking lot.
All right. Well, I don't know, man. You know where this is all going, right?
Well, I dug a 12,000 square foot garden this year.
I hope, Brett, you have a little lead sitting around the house to protect that. Did you say 12,000?
12,000.
Square feet.
Quarter acre.
I hope you can protect it, because you know damn right well there's going to be some hungry people up there in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, I've got close to half a dozen guns and close to 1,000 rounds for each. So
Are you doing any kind of co-op type of farming up there? Do you have other people that are watching the place?
I'm just kind of getting into it. I do know a farmer that farms the land right adjacent to me, and we've been talking. He's on the same page as all of us, and I think there's enough good people up there where we can kind of protect and take care of each other.
But. Yeah, and seriously, Brett, you're going to have to do that, because you can't stay vigilant protecting everything 24/7. You need some other ears and eyes out there helping you.
Yeah. It's not looking good. Yeah, I'm trying to get prepared as fast and furious as I possibly can.
Yeah, it's... I'm having a problem getting my head wrapped around the slow-rolling nightmare. And I know damn right well, I know Detroit. I know because of the corrupt politics. I know of the dirty stuff that went on up there. I mean, people like Coleman Young, they were some of the biggest crooks on the face of the planet. And I never understood why the people of Detroit kept voting these guys back in. You know, I just saw, who's the white guy that tried to do a write-in candidacy out there? And boy, he got jammed 16 different ways from Sunday. From what I understand, he had a business background. But he is being precluded for running for mayor of Detroit, and that's what they need. They need somebody, and they're not, I'm not saying they need a white guy. They just need something other than a socialized Democrat to go in there and run that damn place as a business.
Hell yeah, that's the bad thing. Our governor is trying. It could be bad, could be good. I say it's bad. He's trying to get China in there to... They're already talking with China. I don't know any of the details, really, but talking with China to have car manufacturing in Michigan.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's a little scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you do me a favor? Can you ride Snyder northward out of town on a rail past the border of Canada there and dump him off up there?
Well, I think I can help him swim, maybe.
All right. Well, Brett, hey, good luck to you up there, my friend. As always, keep the rubber side down. Keep your eyes peeled, okay?
Oh, I will.
All right. All right, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, God. Yeah, then now there is a perfect solution to Michigan's problems. Bring in Chinese car manufacturers. What the hell for? Just when General Motors and Chrysler, thanks to the magnanimous gestures of the American people by way of the government, getting billions of dollars in bailouts, where the hell were these people? Where were they back in the 80s? I'm sorry, I thought we had an oil embargo. And people start buying Japanese cars because, well, they were more fuel efficient. And then they made another discovery. The damn things didn't break down. Oh, well, there was your first clue. But see, everybody was patriotic. Everybody wanted to wave the red, white, and blue plastic flags. They didn't know they were being made in China at the time or in Japan. And they wanted to keep buying American stuff. And, well, it just wasn't quite holding its value as much and wasn't lasting as long, and Well, that first embargo, man, everybody starts searching around and they discover Japanese cars. Well, yes, they are more fuel efficient. And damn, honey, this thing hasn't broken down yet. I guess I don't need a new car this year. I'm on 225,000 miles and the damn thing is still running well. I guess I can drive it a couple more years. Yeah. Planned obsolescence around Detroit. Hey, shouldn't you trade your old car in every two or three years, get a shiny brand new one? Yes. Well, that's the way they build them. I think they self-destructed. I think there was a little timer in the damn things. That something just clicked one day and... It's like those little cars. Remember when you were a kid, they had the little bumpers, they were sprung, running into something, the whole damn thing would fly apart? Yeah, something like that. We'll break. We'll be back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
John in Colorado, you're up next. Hello, John.
Hi, good afternoon. I've been outlining madly here, especially lately, because you keep coming up with stuff after I... Oh, never mind.
It's crazy, anyway, isn't it?
Oh, it's a target-rich environment.
Yes, it is.
They're still trying to set fire to Syria, but it hasn't been going so well.
Yeah.
The last that I heard, the Al-Qaedistas are thinking of setting up their own little state there for no particular reason. Meanwhile, the Kurdish rebels are also having fun. So apparently, after 2 years on, it hasn't gone so well. And some American general is talking about some or another kind of strike that they're thinking of Oh, no, not again.
Well, and,
anyway.
and the latest that I had heard is that the rebels over there, the Syrian rebels, found out that who's standing next to them, armed to the teeth, were mercenaries.
Mm. Well, the whole thing is a follies where you can't tell the program even with the players type
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
The whole, and this is why places like the CIA and stuff have desks for this kind of stuff. I don't have the time to follow. You ever seen Moon Over Parador? It's a good movie.
Yes, I have.
Anyway, so
yeah.
I don't have the time to follow what's going on in Parador.
I got you.
These guys have one or two or more parties on any one of these different places, right? Just trying to keep track of what's going on. The thing that has emerged from all the attempts to outline divide and rule, particularly, we're coming up on the weekend here. We had the Florida Follies, and now we have the Detroit bankruptcy, target-rich environment, yet again. And there are connections, are there not? However, the weekend is coming upon us. The therapist-in-chief, which is the best one I've heard yet, I was trying to put a finger on it. It was a granddaddy-like sort of father figure type thing, but of course you're not my daddy. But we were certainly being taken to the woodshed. This took something like 16 minutes of tell me about your childhood. If you ask me, it's a friggin' embarrassment. But never mind all that. We had at least two and I think four official denials in there. The jury has spoken, but on the other hand, law is a local affair, and it's, but on the other, not a federal,
yeah.
but on the other hand,
yeah, well,
and profiling to prevent
yeah.
profiling. It's a target-rich, and like I said, I darn near blew a fuse trying to get it all down on paper here.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're still trying with the race riots and the divide and conquer stuff and all that stuff. So everybody, you've talked about ignigs and stuff like that. Look, we're not stupid. The black people I've met aren't stupid either.
Mm-mm.
What if they tried to cause people to do stupid things and nobody came?
Well, and this is, I'll tell you what, all kinds of crazy things happen in a vacuum. And what I'm not seeing is well-established black people that are successful coming out and going, excuse me a minute. Or counterparty, he comes out with his white friend. And they go, wait a minute, we'd like to talk to you here for a second. I see none of this. The only thing I see is just the logs being thrown on a racial fire.
Yeah, and the squirting of the gasoline by the media.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole thing's a manufactured article. Apparently, the DOJ got caught
yes.
basically fomenting the whole thing. And in light of the therapist-in-chief's presentation today, this is a sight to be beheld. Not a good thing, but a sight to be beheld nonetheless. Mentioned earlier on, you said run the city like a business. I don't think we're going to have a lot of arguments here. You know and I know. The city is overhead. It's not a business. And as far as overhead, is that a drone joke?
No, it wasn't.
Anyway.
No, I'm just saying, rather than getting another politician in there, a wannabe manager the only thing that they know how to do, the only thing they know how to do is to throw around money. And that's what I meant by at least get a business-minded guy in there. Because if you look at the major cities around this country, who's running it? D.C. I'm going to tell you what, in Washington, D.C., you do not want to walk outside the mall area and the monuments and whatever. It gets real dangerous real quick. Same thing with Cleveland. Same thing with Detroit. Same thing with Atlanta. Same thing. Down the line, Philadelphia. Keep going. Yeah, I mean, Matt Helms brought up a few good points here about, yeah, there was, you know, a move out of the cities into the suburbs and so on and so forth. Yeah, we all got that. But I'll tell you what, a few years ago, I was looking around in Detroit, and there was beautiful property. I'm talking, I could have gotten an apartment thousands of square feet that was built like I was a rich man. If I would have lived there, I would have been like a rich man. Just absolutely marble and just beautiful stuff and wood and it was great. I would have loved to have lived in Detroit. But it's being run by a bunch of political suicide, let's distribute the wealth kind of people. And it's got to stop. This is what I've said before, John, when I said that when the black people start to move in next door to you, it isn't people, the white people are afraid that they're going to smell like fried chicken. That ain't the problem. It's been the politics, and it's been the politics for a number of years. What we have done in this country is help build an underclass of people. And now we're scared, and now we're running.
Yeah, and the New Orleans thing and what was done with Katrina and all that, this ties in.
Yeah.
And the matter of the auto industry basically being nationalized and moved to China where there's a new market.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many facets to this.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people suffering in various different ways, and I don't mean to sell any of that short at all. There's a lot of carpetbaggers making hay while the sun proverbial, and you got other callers. Thank you, sir.
All right, John. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, and you know, as I said on the air the other day, just the time where, I mean, it was starting to get normalized. Race relations in this country, but we're still dealing with it. Why are we still dealing with it? Because we got hyphenated Americans. You know, if you're of German or French ancestry or Irish or whatever, do you run around calling yourself a German-American or an Irish-American? No, you're an American. So why is it that people that have been here for hundreds of years want to become African-Americans? Why do they want to be a special class set aside? Why don't we just all get along and work together and do what God intended us to do, live life without scratching each other's eyes out? Doesn't that make sense to you? And I don't want to become a racist. I really don't. I don't want to look at black people and go, you know, that could be trouble. That could be trouble. Because this is where this is going. And I don't want it to get there. I don't think they do either. You know, because I've yet to see skin, no matter what color, be bulletproof. Have you? Just saying. Just making an observation. Let me see if I can get this in here real quick. How about the world collapse? Do I have 3 minutes here? I got 3 minutes? 2 minutes. Well, then I don't have 3 minutes. I've only got 1 minute. 1 minute? We just went from 3 to 2 to 1. What kind of clock do you have? A Mickey Mouse clock? Hey, Goofy, get out the standard timepiece. Okay, we'll... I guess we're going to go to a break here in, what, a minute? Okay. Whew, trying to get this new clock straightened up. We'll get to it. At any rate, when we get back, I'll take some more calls if you have any comments you'd like to make. It's kind of an open phone Friday, but I've been kind of dancing on the Detroit thing here a little bit. As well we should, and I'll tell you why, is because it's a eulogy for a once great city. But it's pictures of things to come. What is past is going to be prologue. And that's what scares the hell out of me. Alright, we'll take the break. Be back here in 3 minutes. Get into some other stuff. Glad you're with us today, by the way. Always enjoy your phone calls and your contributions. We'll be right back.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
As I said earlier, I was on Andrew Wilkow's program on XM Sirius, and I've invited him on this program. We'll get the date squared around here. But I found this clip, and it's Joe, I think it's Joe out of Texas, and talking about liberalism, and they don't even know what it is. See, people are lost. They don't know what they are anymore in this country. They used to know that they were middle class. Now that's up and disappeared. They know they ain't the top echelon, and they know they're not at the bottom. But they don't know what they are. And they want to be something, so they think they're liberal, or they think they're conservative. Really? Who's defining those for you? Who's setting the parameters for that? Here is Wilkow, taking a guy to task here in Texas.
An economy. Liberals tend to want the economy to work the way they want it to work, and it doesn't work that way. They want to be able to impose a tax on a producer, and with the assumption the producer will just pay the tax from the producer's profit margin. That the producer will incrementally increase the price of their goods or services and pass the tax on to its final consumer. Or that the producer will pay its labor less. Just absorb. Well, that doesn't happen. When you impose a tax on a producer, you either hurt their consumers or hurt their laborers. It's one or the other. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. It's either naive or stupid to believe that you're just going to impose a tax. And guess what? Guess what the new tax is? The new tax coming out of the Senate Finance Committee is on companies that produce medical devices, because that'll bring down health care costs. 1-866-95-PATRIOT, 1-866-95-PATRIOT. Joe, Texas, you're in the Wilkow Majority. Hello.
How are you doing, Mr. Wilkow?
Fine, how are you?
You know, I noticed that on your show, what makes you different than the other talk shows is that you actually break everything down intellectually.
Well, thank you.
So I've got an observation for you as far as from the liberal standpoint. In this country, there is a mindset and mindedness only among conservatives that somehow, some way, they're on the side of what's truthful, just, and the American way. That somehow, some way, they stand for what is Superman-ish about this country. And if you're a liberal, you somehow are on the bad side. Like, you're the bad aspect of this country. And that's not at all what is going on.
Well, Joe, hold on a second. And I will give you all the time to define your liberalism. But if we have a political party, liberal is not what liberals are. There's nothing liberating about being a liberal. If you're calling for greater control of our lives by the government, that's the opposite of liberation. All right? The modern-day liberal has nothing in common with the Jeffersonian concept of liberal and liberty. So if we have a political party that calls itself the Liberal Party, people who call themselves liberals, who are subscribing to an ideology that is the opposite of the spirit of our founding documents, then they are on the wrong and, yes, bad side of things. Now, I'll give you all the time to talk about security and Obama. What makes you think you're a liberal? Define your liberalism.
I know that I'm a liberal because I am actually pro-gay marriage. I am not a gay man, but I think
that does not make you a liberal, sir.
Not only that, I believe that the government, nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the government cannot help out its people. And I honestly believe that there are those that...
But I didn't hear that part. You believe the government can ignore the Constitution?
No. I said that nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the government cannot help out its citizens.
It absolutely does.
Why does it say that?
The government limits. The federal government is only allowed to operate in the scope of the enumerated powers. If it's not in the enumerated powers, the 10th Amendment calls for whatever power is desired to be held by the states. So if it's not there, they can't do it. That's why it's not in the Constitution.
If the government reaches out to the citizens who are less fortunate in this country,
they don't have that power.
What I'm trying to tell you is that if the government reaches out to those who are less fortunate in this country, that is not anti-American.
It's unconstitutional, which makes it anti-American.
It is not anti-American for a government wanting to help out its less fortunate.
Yes, it is, because where does it get the resources to do that from?
But what you're doing is you're distorting the Constitution to fit you.
No, I'm not, sir. Sir, Article 1, Section 8 defines what the Congress, which writes the tax law, is allowed to write tax law for. There are 17 enumerated powers. Anything else is not in the power of the federal government. If the government is taking money from one person to give to another person, it's not the government's money that they're giving. The government doesn't have its own money. It only has the money that it takes from the taxpayer. What they're allowed to take from the taxpayer is part of the enumerated powers. So I'm not twisting the... No, hold on, Joe. I am not twisting the Constitution. I can read each one of the enumerated powers to you. Not one of them empowers the federal government to take wealth from one person to give to another person.
So basically what you're saying is that even though there's Medicare and Medicaid and some of those programs help out our older citizens in their golden years, that's un-American? That's the point you're trying to make here?
You're trying to say that it's American to be unconstitutional, and I will disagree.
No.
Well, these programs, sir, you're acting as if the federal government doesn't run these programs, they would all go away and the states wouldn't run their own versions.
Well, I'm Medicare and Medicaid are not state funded. And
because the federal government has violated its role.
So, again, my question to you is this. Is it un-American to help out our older citizens in the golden years?
It's un-American for the federal government to do it, yes.
That's part of the problem here.
No, it's not part of the problem, sir. Have you ever sat down and read the Constitution as it said verbatim, not taught to you by a college professor? Have you, Joe from Texas, opened up the Constitution and read it for yourself?
You know, I believe...
Have you read the Constitution?
I have not read it.
You have no idea what you're talking about, and you're calling me to tell me that I'm saying things that are un-American. Goodbye, thanks for the call. I have not read it, but I know what it says. Well, apparently you don't. Because the government, again, here it is. That's the problem. He believes because there's benevolent intent that a constitutional violation is acceptable because of benevolent intent. That it's not socialism if it's benevolent. It's not communism if it's benevolent. So long as benevolence rules the day, any respect to the limits of government go out the window. If the government says, we don't want the freedom of speech anymore because people are offended at some of the things you say, that's benevolence. We believe we have the right to house the homeless in your home. That's benevolence. We believe we have the right to determine what procedures your doctor is allowed to perform on you. That's benevolence. Joe, do yourself a favor. Go out and read the Constitution. You can download it for free. It's not copyrighted.
I like this guy. Wouldn't he be interested in doing an evening show on this network? somebody wrote in on comments. That was a YouTube. If Rush Limbaugh is the godfather of conservative talk radio, Andrew Wilkow is the hitman. Very, very interesting stuff. Yes, Louise, there are some people out here that can read. Yes, there are people out here that do understand what a republic is and understand what the rule of law is. We're known as terrorists now. Just check with the NDAA. God. By the way, when do we have to take 44? So what do we have here? Two minutes? There we go again. Okay. I'll do this after the break, but I want to get this in here. The world collapse explained in 3 minutes. Now, on top of all this dark and dank stuff that's going on, we still have the imminent world collapse, economy collapse. That has not gone away. That is just sitting there. I wish they'd hurry up and do something, because I'm tired of waiting. I don't want to be toothless and sightless and not be able to hear. I don't want to become a human vegetable before something happens here. Because the sooner it happens, the sooner we can start putting things back together. You know, the way it should be, under a republic, not in a legislative democracy or somebody's idea on how things should be. And as long as you go out there and garner the support of the people in 51%, hey, we're cool, we're righteous, we like each other. By the way, we don't like you 49% over there. We just think we'll kill you. Yeah. Great democracies. The rule of law, equal protection under the law. Okay, well, if you want equal protection under the law, start acting like you are an equal. We'll take the break.
Took it away.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
World collapse explained in 3 minutes.
Time now for John Clark and Brian Doyle with a few reflections on Europe's financial woes.
Your name is Roger, yes?
Roger.
Ah, that's your name.
Roger.
Good. And what do you do, Roger?
I'm a financial consultant.
Ah, financial consultant, eh?
Roger,
yeah,
yes.
Terrific. And Roger, how's business at the moment?
Not bad, thank you. Been a bit quiet lately.
How do you mean lately?
Since the war, been a bit quiet.
Fair enough. Okay, Roger, your special subject tonight is the economies of the European Community. Mm-hmm. Your time starts now. Best of luck.
Thank you.
How much does Greece owe, Roger?
$367 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Mostly to the other European economies.
Correct. How much does Ireland owe?
$865 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Other European economies, mostly.
Correct. How much does Spain and Italy owe?
$1 trillion each.
Correct. Who to?
Mainly France, Britain and Germany.
Correct. And how are Germany, France and Britain going, Roger?
Well, they're struggling a bit, aren't they?
Correct. Why?
Because they've lent all these vast amounts of money to other European economies that can't possibly pay them back.
Correct. So what are they going to do?
They're going to have to bail them out.
Correct. Where are they getting the money to do that, Roger?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
How much does Portugal owe?
Hang on a minute. What was the answer to that earlier question?
Just keep answering the questions, Roger. Where is Portugal going to get the money it owes to Germany if Germany can't get back the money that it lent to Italy?
Just a minute. What was the answer to the previous question? The question was, how can broke economies lend money to other broke economies who haven't got any money because they can't pay back the money the broke economy lent to the other broke economy and shouldn't have lent it to them in the first place because the broke economy can't pay it back?
You're wasting very valuable time, Roger. How much money does Spain owe to Italy?
$41 billion, but where are they going to get it?
Correct. What does Italy owe to Spain?
$27 billion, but they haven't got it, they're broke.
Correct. How can they pay each other if neither of them has any money?
They're going to get a bailout, aren't they?
Correct. And where's the money coming from for the bailout?
That's what I'm asking you.
Correct. Why are people selling the European currency and buying the US dollar?
Because the US economy is so much stronger than the European economy.
Correct. Why is that, Roger?
Because it's owned by China.
Correct. And very well done. And after that round, you've lost $1 million.
I've lost $1 million. I thought you said well done.
Yes, well done. You've only lost $1 million. That's an extraordinary performance,
Roger. I've only lost $1 million.
Very well done.
And that's quite good, is it?
Oh, it's excellent.
Sell everything immediately. Quickly.
I think it's called laughing as you sink.
Yeah. The networks of incorporations, and thank you for this, Dan, of small towns and townships and boroughs took away all the hard paid for independent fire and police and health services and educational systems from the communities they were built to serve. They did a good job of sizing them for local community needs and its population. The police and fire and health services are now incorporated and networked, and all brought under the regional administration, and communities lose their local control. Local community need is no longer a concern. They are agents for the state. Pleasantville is gone. Now the corporate cities can't keep up with their promises made in their initial push for incorporation, and the communities can't replace the hospitals and police stations and fire departments and schools to provide the communities needed services. So we're likely to see more Detroits in the near future as the cities renege on contracts and public services. It will probably take an unincorporation, a move to begin to take our cities back, like unthreading the net they've installed over us. Unincorporate, take away the fat cat funding, don't feed them. To take back the states, local is where it begins. Unincorporate, now that's starting local. He says, thanks for the shows, Dan in SB. And what does SB stand for? I used to know. He told me at one time. And don't send me another email telling me where it is. Ray in Arkansas, you're formerly from Michigan.
Hello, John.
Hello, Ray.
Formerly from Lake Orion, Michigan. I moved down here several years ago. You and I have been in contact a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. The only way to go is, or the first place to start is to unincorporate and get away from all of it. But they've destroyed Detroit intentionally, dismantled it piece by piece. What used to be a great city. I mean, I lived there for 40 plus years. I was a metal model maker. I did prototype automotive. And I didn't work for the big three.
You were independent of the big three, so you were contracted by these guys.
I was contracted by the smaller companies that did the actual labor and development work for General Motors and such. Primarily, I worked for General Motors or did General Motors work.
Right.
But I watched the place, always deteriorate, and what bothered me was I always figured that if you had a trade, if you had a skill, you had something that you could fall back on. And now what's happened is they've destroyed not only the manufacturing processes and plants and shipped them all overseas, but then they came in and after they destroyed the big companies, The small companies were destroyed because they didn't have anybody to supply to. And then I watched in my own after I had lost my job in 2004. I watched them come in with their cleanup crews and literally buy up all of our manufacturing machinery and our manufacturing abilities to the point that we're not going to be able to
Ray, hang on a second here. When you say you saw the cleanup crews, this stuff was being sold to whom?
It was sold by cargo, ship cargo liners to China and India.
Okay, so they were literally shipping the manufacturing, the machinery out of the country to go set it up in cheap labor markets.
Absolutely, because they had driven the small manufacturers out of the marketplace and bankrupted them, and GM was one of the worst. They would come in and they would extend it from a 30-day to 60-day to 90-day to 180 days, and then they would bankrupt the guy, the personnel, the company, and they wouldn't be able to pay their bills, and they knew it, and if they extended it long enough, they wouldn't have to pay their bills.
Yeah.
And then they sent all of the manufacturing equipment, the technology, and the personnel overseas. And that's, a big part of how they destroyed Detroit. Other than that,
what do you think? Let me stop you here for a second. What do you think of Snyder's big idea to invite the Chinese car makers in now?
Well, I think that Snyder ought to be in handcuffs.
We're just a global kind of a shop anymore. We're interdependent. We're working with each other, and now we allowed the Japanese come in and build cars. But they hired American workers, but the profits went back to Japan.
I guess
that's some sort of payback of some sort. But I'd like to thank the Japanese for teaching us how to build cars. I think we had a handle on it at one time, but they had to re-educate us. We were very grateful for that. They've got a lot of car plants here. And I think for the Japanese and their economy, rather than just the pockets of the few and the shareholders for Toyota and Nissan and all these great Japanese car companies that they've built, I think it's time for them to go back to Japan. I think the people over there need the jobs to build the cars, and they can still ship them over here. But we've got to have this little thing like a tax or a tariff. And same thing for the Chinese. And these people that are stepping in this vacuum, like people like Snyder up in Michigan, I'm in agreement with you, Ray. The guy should be in handcuffs. Or at least not voted back in as governor. Come on, you people in Michigan, you know where your future lies. It lies with you. What do you want Michigan to be next week, next month, and next year? It's up to you. Ray, I had to leave you go. Thanks for your call. See you back here Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for being here today. And guy sent me an email. He says, somewhere in a parallel universe, Gil Hill was elected mayor of Detroit. That was out of that Eddie Murphy movie. Thanks for being here. See you Monday. With